This episode is brought to you by IVP. God calls us to nurture culture, not bemoan its decay. In his award-winning book, Culture Care, artist Makoto Fujimura issues a call to generative cultural stewardship, in which we feed our culture's soul with beauty, creativity, and generosity. This book is for anyone with a desire or an artistic gift to reach across boundaries with understanding, reconciliation, and healing. As a listener of this podcast, you can receive this book for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com.
This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by Inner Varsity Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwen. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Deuteronomy chapter 8, the Lord's provision in the desert. You must keep carefully all these commandments I am giving you today, so that you may live, increase in number, and go in and occupy the land that the Lord promised to your ancestors. Remember the whole way by which he has brought you these 40 years through the wilderness, so that he might, by humbling you, test you, to see if you have it within you to keep his commandments or not. So he humbled you by making you hungry and then feeding you with unfamiliar manna. He did this to teach you that humankind cannot live by bread alone, but also by everything that comes from the Lord's mouth. Your clothing did not wear out, nor did your feet swell all these 40 years. Be keenly aware that just as a parent disciplines his child, so the Lord your God disciplines you. So you must keep his commandments, live according to his standards, and revere him. For the Lord your God is bringing you to a good land, a land of brooks, springs, and fountains, flowing forth in valleys and hills, a land of wheat, barley, vines, fig trees, and pomegranates, of olive trees and honey, a land where you may eat food in plenty and find no lack of anything, a land whose stones are iron and from whose hills you can mine copper. You will eat your fill and then praise the Lord your God because of the good land he has given you. Exhortation to remember that blessings come from God. Be sure you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, ordinances, and statutes that I am giving you today. When you eat your fill, when you build and occupy good houses, when your cattle and flocks increase, when you have plenty of silver and gold, and when you have an abundance of everything, be sure you do not feel self-important and forget the Lord your God, who brought you from the land of Egypt, the place of slavery, and who brought you through the great, fearful wilderness of venomous serpents and scorpions, an arid place with no water. He made water flow from a flint rock and fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your ancestors had never before known, so that he might, by humbling you, test you, and eventually bring good to you. Be careful not to say, "My own ability and skill have gotten me this wealth." You must remember the Lord your God, for he is the one who gives ability to get wealth. If you do this, he will confirm his covenant that he made by oath to your ancestors, even as he has to this day. Now, if you forget the Lord your God at all and follow other gods, worshiping and prostrating yourselves before them, I testify to you today that you will surely be annihilated. Just like the nations the Lord is about to destroy from your sight, so he will do to you because you would not obey him. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 23 through chapter 10, verse 11. And when he sent you from Kadesh Barnea and told you, "Go up and possess the land I have given you," you rebelled against the Lord your God and would neither believe nor obey him. You have been rebelling against him from the very first day I knew you. Moses' plea on behalf of God's reputation. I lay flat on the ground before the Lord for 40 days and nights, for he had said he would destroy you. I prayed to him, "O sovereign Lord, do not destroy your people, your valued property that you have powerfully redeemed, whom you brought out of Egypt by your strength. Remember your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ignore the stubbornness, wickedness, and sin of these people. Otherwise, the people of the land from which you brought us will say, 'The Lord was unable to bring them to the land he promised them. And because of his hatred for them, he has brought them out to kill them in the wilderness.' They are your people, your valued property, whom you brought out with great strength and power." Chapter 10, The Opportunity to Begin Again. At that same time, the Lord said to me, "Carve out for yourself two stone tablets like the first ones and come up the mountain to me. Also make for yourself a wooden ark. I will write on the tablets the same words that were on the first tablets you broke, and you must put them into the ark." So I made an ark of acacia wood and carved out two stone tablets just like the first ones. Then I went up the mountain with the two tablets in my hands. The Lord then wrote on the tablets the same words, the Ten Commandments, which he had spoken to you at the mountain from the middle of the fire at the time of that assembly. And he gave them to me. Then I turned, went down the mountain, and placed the tablets into the ark I had made. They are still there, just as the Lord commanded me. Conclusion of the historical resume. During those days, the Israelites traveled from Beeroth Bnei Jaakan to Moseroth. There Aaron died and was buried, and his son Eleazar became priest in his place. From there they traveled to Gudgadath, and from Gudgadath to Jotbathoth, a place of flowing streams. At that time the Lord set apart the tribe of Levi to carry the ark of the Lord's covenant, to stand before the Lord to serve him, and to formulate blessings in his name, as they do to this very day. Therefore, Levi has no allotment or inheritance among his brothers. The Lord is his inheritance, just as the Lord your God told him. As for me, I stayed at the mountain as I did the first time, 40 days and nights. The Lord listened to me that time as well and decided not to destroy you. Then he said to me, "Get up, set out leading the people, so that they may go and possess the land I promised to give to their ancestors." Deuteronomy chapter 12, The Central Sanctuary. These are the statutes and ordinances you must be careful to obey as long as you live in the land the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has given you to possess. You must by all means destroy all the places where the nations you are about to dispossess worship their gods, on the high mountains and hills and under every leafy tree. You must tear down their altars, shatter their sacred pillars, burn up their sacred Asherah poles, and cut down the images of their gods. You must eliminate their very memory from that place. You must not worship the Lord your God the way they worship, but you must seek the places he chooses from all your tribes to establish his name as his place of residence, and you must go there. And there you must take your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, the personal offerings you have prepared, your votive offerings, your freewill offerings, and the firstborn of your herds and flocks. Both you and your families must feast there before the Lord your God and rejoice in all the output of your labor with which he has blessed you. You must not do as we are doing here today, with everyone doing what seems best to him, for you have not yet come to the final stop and inheritance the Lord your God is giving you. When you do go across the Jordan River and settle in the land he is granting you as an inheritance, and you find relief from all the enemies who surround you, you will live in safety. Then you must come to the place the Lord your God chooses for his name to reside, bringing everything I'm commanding you, your burnt offerings, sacrifices, tithes, the personal offerings you have prepared, and all your choice votive offerings that you devote to him. You shall rejoice in the presence of the Lord your God, along with your sons, daughters, male and female servants, and the Levites in your villages, since they have no allotment or inheritance with you. Make sure you do not offer burnt offerings in any place you wish, for you may do so only in the place the Lord chooses, in one of your tribal areas. There you may do everything I am commanding you. Regulations for eating sacrificial and non-sacrificial foods. On the other hand, you may slaughter and eat meat as you please when the Lord your God blesses you in all your villages. Both the ritually pure and impure may eat it, whether it is a gazelle or an ibex. However, you must not eat blood. Pour it out on the ground like water. You will not be allowed to eat in your villages your tithe of grain, wine, olive oil, the firstborn of your herd and flock, any votive offerings you have vowed, or your free will in personal offerings. Only in the presence of the Lord your God may you eat these, in the place he chooses. This applies to you, your son, your daughter, your male and female servants, and the Levites in your villages. In that place you will rejoice before the Lord your God, in all the output of your labor. Be careful not to overlook the Levites, as long as you live in the land. The sanctity of blood. When the Lord your God extends your borders, as he said he would do, and you say, "I want to eat meat just as I please," you may do so as you wish. If the place he chooses to locate his name is too far for you, you may slaughter any of your herd and flock he has given you, just as I have stipulated, and you may eat them in your villages just as you wish. As you eat the gazelle or ibex, so you may eat these. The ritually impure and pure alike may eat them. However, by no means eat the blood, for the blood is life itself. You must not eat the life with the meat. You must not eat it. You must pour it out on the ground like water. You must not eat it so that it may go well with you and your children after you. You will be doing what is right in the Lord's sight. But the holy things and votive offerings that belong to you, you must pick up and take to the place the Lord will choose. You must offer your burnt offerings, both meat and blood, on the altar of the Lord your God. The blood of your other sacrifices you must pour out on his altar while you eat the meat. Pay careful attention to all these things I am commanding, so that it may always go well with you and your children after you, when you do what is good and right in the sight of the Lord your God. The abomination of pagan gods. When the Lord your God eliminates the nations from the place where you are headed, and you dispossess them, you will settle down in their land. After they have been destroyed from your presence, be careful not to be ensnared like they are. Do not pursue their gods and say, "How do these nations serve their gods? I will do the same." You must not worship the Lord your God the way they do. For everything that is abhorrent to him, everything he hates, they have done when worshiping their gods. They even burn up their sons and daughters before their gods. Idolatry and false prophets. You must be careful to do everything I am commanding you. Do not add to it or subtract from it. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Thank you, Lord, for today. Another day, a new day with new mercies. Thank you for allowing us to reflect and hear your word from Deuteronomy today. God, we are mindful. We are mindful that we must worship you on your own terms. And we are so grateful that because of the blood that brings life, and not just life, in Christ's blood, it is eternal life. We are now free to worship you in spirit and in truth. And so, oh God, we thank you. We thank you for what Christ has done for us. We are mindful, oh Lord, of the deep temptation to turn you into a God made like us, a God who sounds like us and thinks like us. But oh, what foolishness to do that, for we cannot save ourselves. We need you, oh Lord. You are the true and righteous and holy and just God. And so continue to remind us of who you are and discipline us through your love when we go astray. Free us and forgive us and remove temptations from us that cause us to go after idols, O Lord. We thank you, O God, that you are the true God and that you have called us to yourself and that you have given to us life and life everlasting through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
Let's go.